adjust yourself, as I hear you're doing. We need to not be sketchy about this. You need to really know how to get your seat established so that it isn't going to cause you any discomfort or trouble, disturbance later. And run through the various check things as you learn to sit comfortably. In time, it becomes so easy and automatic you don't have to think about it, but initially you do have to think about it. Make sure your tail is back. Sit your tail way back in your chair or on your bench or cushion, and then lower the front of your pelvis down slightly. Lower your legs down if you're sitting on the floor in some way. If you're sitting up in a chair, make sure that there is a hollow in the lumbar of your back because the pubic area goes slightly forward, slightly downwards. That allows your back to be upright without leaning on the back of the chair. So you have that curved but upright natural spine. Feel the lift and then float your head loosely up at the top of the neck. So it feels loose and light. And then draw it slightly in, the face slightly in, and lower the chin slightly. Mild surprise. Soften everything through the face, really unfrown, unclench. Widen your features. Soft around the lips. Really soft and relaxed around the eyes. Shoulders down, slightly back. Resting the arms. Some people do better with a cushion on their lap to rest their arms on, depending on how long the arms compared to the length of the torso. Longer torsos, shorter arms need pillows for arms. Loose around the legs. Relax your belly, abdomen, stomach area. Now orient your position, folded, bent, however it is folded, where the limbs are, in relation to your seat, your chair, your cushions, the floor. Feel the softness, paddedness, firmness of your support items. Feel the floor underneath, cool, clean, tiled floor. Just sense it. Just through senses, we can perceive so much around us. We don't acknowledge these subtle senses that we have very much. But we can sense that we're not sitting in a forest and we're not sitting on a hilltop and we're not on sand in a hot beach. We're in a cool, clean downstairs floor with the earth beneath. This isn't a wooden floor suspended above space. This is a cement floor on the earth. We know it. We're surrounded by people. Be aware of the people in the room and the alignment of people's chairs and where the windows are. Using these senses, attuning yourself, orienting yourself to the present. Without commenting about it, this is how it is. Temperature, sounds, it's safe. We can relax in here. So settling ourselves by knowing we're here, landing. And when that's all checked out, We know what's what, where we are. Returning your attention back inside yourself. How are you feeling? What state are you in today? How's your energy? How's your heart? Mind? Mood? Period. Just noticing, just observing. Getting close to yourself. Coming home. Kindly. Now for the first few minutes, now we're all oriented here and present and correct, as it were. Noticing the body breathing. We'll take some minutes to concentrate, to gather ourselves and direct our attention to this particular simple movement as the body breathes in and out. Whether it's the rising and falling of your belly, the swelling up and down of the abdomen area, or the expanding and contracting of the rib cage, wherever you feel it, or the streaming in and out of air through the nostrils. These are the three most obvious places people feel their body breathing. Collect and then sustain your attention on these simple sensations. Stay here, S in slow. Stay with a friendliness, with some loving kindness, gently, but persistently. That's the stay, lovingly, with a little curiosity, the W for wonder. What else can I notice about my breath that I'm going to have to tell Heather when she talks to me in a few minutes? What's my breath like right now? Is it even? Is it uneven? Is it smooth or rough? Fast or slow? Easy or labored? Deep, shallow? Just noticing, like a scientist or a biologist, taking field notes, adding nothing. No opinion, no judgment, just seeing. Now relax any unnecessary tension. And stay present with your breathing. check that you are upright, your posture is upright, float your head, loosen the neck if necessary, and also relax, particularly if you're tending to tense your face, your shoulders, your hands. Remember, you can always stand for any amount of time during a sitting. I encourage people to stand. I like it when I see it, I have to say. You also might find it helpful to add that little whispered comment, a little name for breathing in, out, or saying all the way in, all the way out, or come here, stay here, or just this. Just this, some such label, just light whisper to help connect you with your breath, this moment. Now, in doing this practice, there's a holding to, or attempting to hold your attention to, the breathing. And now I'm going to introduce more of an open kind of practice, more allowing rather than holding so tightly to one object. So I'd like to invite you to bring your attention from your breathing now and put it in your ears. Deep inside your ears. And now you'll be noticing sounds. We tend, when we hear sounds, to have both the sounds landing in our ears, against our eardrums, the vibration, and then the mind jumping in saying, that's the heating system, or that's that person coughing. I want you to emphasize the hearing of the sound waves and de-emphasize the commentary. It's going to do it, but don't give that priority. Just rest back in your ears, receiving sounds. Pure, simple. Background sounds, continuous sounds, discrete sounds. Occasional, short, Some are high, some are low, some are in the middle. Some are near, some are far. Some are your own sounds inside your body, even inside your ears. There's a white noise from all of the synapses going off. Adding no commentary, just allowing these sounds to register in your consciousness. And as you do this, you also can notice that it isn't just sound, there's silence. Silence is the depth out of which sounds emerge and into which they merge. Silence is surrounding the sounds, like the sounds are like stars and silence is like deep space. The matrix for the sounds. Be aware of the silences too, and the sounds moving, arising, passing back into the silence. Stay doing this with a little curiosity. SW. Now begin to notice as you do this continually, there's a quietness going on in the mind. If you're not adding comments, the commentator of the mind is resting. Can you feel a quietness in the mind? And also you might be able to feel an openness of mind. The mind often feels wider than when you're concentrating on the breath. Sounds open us up, take us wide. If we can notice sounds from far away, it's because the mind can go that far. The mind itself can be big like the sky. The attention can be wide, broad, deep. And still we're present. Can you feel an opening in your mind? A widening of attention? We can't but allow sounds. We can't control them. We can't have an agenda around them. They're doing what they're doing. They're coming, staying, going. We're simply witnessing. That sense of agenda, of chasing, of avoiding, can't function with sound. It's ridiculous to try. Feel the peacefulness when there's no trying to reorganize sounds, to should, or what if. Staying present and open. Now see, as you stay present and open and hearing, that you are also breathing. See if you can include the awareness of the sounds, the silence, the spaciousness and the breathing. So balancing these two as you go on through your day. Open to sounds coming and going. No need to do anything to or with these sounds. Resting in open attention. And here is also your body grounding you, sitting here with its pressures, posture and breathing, and anchoring yourself into the present moment with this body. Breathing. If you find yourself getting too vague and drifty with sounds, they're too subtle, and you can use awareness of your breathing to contain your attention, to collect. But if you find yourself getting too tight, open again. Allow sounds to help you be present and more open. Work with, explore this opening, slightly closing, slightly of your attention.